Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of 311 Pelican Court by Debbie Maycomer, performed by Sandra Burr. To Joe and Haley, because you've given so much and inspired others. 1. From the moment Rosie Cox entered Cedar Cove's divorce court, she'd felt a renewed sense of failure, not to mention betrayal. Who wouldn't feel that way? After 17 years of what she'd believed to be a reasonably good marriage, Zach's infidelity was the last thing she'd expected. He'd never openly admitted to the affair. She hadn't found her husband in a compromising situation, hadn't found any concrete evidence, no matchbooks from expensive restaurants, no jewelry receipts or motel bills. But in her heart, she knew. A wife always does. Rosie owned up to the truth. She was angry, and she'd expressed that anger by making this divorce as complicated and difficult as she possibly could. Why should she go easy on Zach, or walk away from their marriage without one hell of a fight? And fight she had, with both fists raised. As she turned away from the judge, the final decree in her hand, she realized she'd made another mistake. Rosie had assumed that once the divorce was granted, the anger and bitterness of these dreadful months would be lifted. Wrong again. An even heavier burden had been added. When the joint custody agreement she and Zach had so carefully worked out, point by point, was presented to Judge Olivia Lockhart, the judge had rejected it. Instead, Judge Lockhart had stated that it was emotionally detrimental to